I love Friday.
Dueling Genre.
Hello and welcome back to Rocky Minute, the daily podcast where we cheer on our favorite local boy done good two training montages at a time. I'm Doug.
And I'm Jason.
And we have Ryan joining us for the last time this week.
Yo.
Today we're knocking out Minute 90, which begins with a baby and ends with the Italian market. Italian market. So, not really. We could assume he's ready for the fight, right? The montage is over. He's spending time with his baby, playing
his head and his heart. Everything's aligned right now. Everything's aligned for him.
They got the baby mobile playing lullaby.
All just Winnie the Poohs with different shirt colors on.
I was trying to look at that.
Boss is here.
Hold on.
Well, I'll say something. I have a 2-year-old, 2.5-year-old. Okay. Pretty new to the parenting thing, and. Rocky's breaking all the SIDS rules here, right?
Oh, like what's that?
You're supposed to put the SIDS, the sudden infant death syndrome.
No, I know. What are the rules he's breaking?
You're supposed to put the baby in the crib with no blankets, nothing around the baby at all. That's broken. He's got a blanket. This comforter underneath the baby, this is a clear violation of the SIDS rules. You're not supposed to have anything like that in there. And they have like these bumpers on the side. You don't have to have those anymore either. I was just telling Ryan how he's breaking all the SIDS rules at this point.
Maybe he wants the kid to die in the crib.
Oh, my God.
Wrapping him up, tucking the blanket. Like, the only thing visible is the kid's head. That is a... Whew.
The only thing he's not doing wrong is not putting him face down, which was for the longest time.
What if he walks away, comes back, and flips him over?
He walks away, comes back with a pillow.
But that, for the longest time, like, that was
how they did.
Yeah. Like, you put the baby face down with their face to the side.
Yeah.
So I guess if they vomited or spit up, you know, they wouldn't choke on it.
Right.
But instead, they were smothering themselves in the blankets.
Yeah, that's just so sad. And to any of our listeners that have lost a child through SIDS, our apologies.
Yeah, we're not trying to make light of it.
Not at all. And I will just say, though, with education comes information. And I would suspect that SIDS probably wasn't even talked about in 79. I don't know, but I wonder if it was even talked about.
No, it definitely wasn't.
So,
but now the proper way is in the crib, no blankets, no nothing, just a baby. Preferably, they want you to put it in those bags now where you zip up. It's like
put them in a plastic bag. Wow, I think it's the opposite of safety. Okay.
A sleep sack.
A sleep sack. Yeah. So you put the baby in it, and then it zips up, and there's no, like, it has no access to any of its things, legs. Everything's like, it's almost like a bag, a sleep sack.
Yeah, the sack.
So, and then you put them on the back. No blankets, no toys, no nothing. They're actually now, I just was reading the thing, they don't want to even have a mobile above the bed now.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Right.
Well, they have, strict. Like, the bumpers they have now are like breathable mesh.
That's what we use, yeah.
Those in the 70s, I remember, they were like that, like a plastic vinyl wrapping around like a foam bumper.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I can imagine that not only not breathable, but would probably, like, if you were leaning against that, would make you sweat.
Right.
This kid has a lot of toys for someone when his, you know, Rocky's claiming, you know, they don't have any money. Well, they're having the conversation, they don't have any money. He's got nice wallpapered nursery, which they must have done. When did they do this? There's never a time when Rocky's like working on the nursery.
There's another montage
that we got. Nursery montage. I've seen that before.
The nesting montage.
Where did this nursery come from?
I think they give you a front. Don't they? Once you agreed to do the fight, there must be some sort of. Just put things on credit knowing the money was coming for the second fight.
When did they do this? When did they put this wallpaper up? When did they put this tiger on a shelf?
I don't think they were that destitute. I mean, they did have some sort of money, and Adrian did have a job at the pet shop. So, I mean, they were able to afford a wallpaper. Wallpaper is not that expensive, is it?
But did they have somebody else install it? I don't know. Who cares? Talk about wallpaper.
Yeah. Well, this is what you do minute by minute, right?
Because especially when it's this minute. The first 20 seconds are rough.
Oh, I've got a good picture. I got some good pictures, man. I got a picture here of I would put this on my Facebook, of Rocky getting hit by his own car. I love it.
I got a good one, too.
Oh, yeah, Rocky getting hit by his own car.
Oh, so he got the car back.
Yeah. Or Paulie's over watching the kid while he's training.
Oh, maybe, maybe.
Paulie, say what you want about him. He's always there to help out the family.
Mm-hmm. It's true. He's got nothing else to do. Yeah, I was going to say, like, you know, everything is, he's happy. He's in a place of peace. But then we jump into yet another montage. Now, this is, yep. this is like the real montage. This is the montage, right? Because it's going to fly now.
This is, yeah.
Yeah, it's the best piece of music going to fly now for the montage. But I will say, it's not that exciting of a montage.
Mm-hmm. It's just
the music elevates it beyond what it really should have been. Imagine watching this without music on, and it's just him running.
Yeah, I thought we know why they do it, why they do the running montage with Gonna Fly Now. But I thought the previous montage with him working out was far more exciting to watch.
It is more exciting. I wonder if they flipped the made the running first with the other music, and then the second montage sequence of, or the first one with this music second, if that makes sense. So keep the Going to Fly Now second, but have the like the exercise, the speed bag with the Going to Fly Now.
Mm. Has anybody ever, I wonder if anybody's ever done that, because like,
well, like an own fan edit?
Yeah, like would that montage work with Going to Fly music? Now?
If I had the proper software, I'm sure it's not that hard to overlay the music pieces.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, you could just play it and watch the other montage on silent and see if it works. I don't know. It's a good question, because in Rocky One, there was only the one montage and he was doing all this stuff behind the music Gonna Fly Now. So
this train yard that he's running through is just disgusting. Is this Philadelphia in general?
Yeah. When we went to do the tour, wasn't this train yard was like cut down to like two tracks? It's
oh, wow.
Barely used anymore. And was that the place where like the U-Haul
well, I don't know.
Center was? U-Haul store?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. But it's
hey,
not.
This is Rocky training.
Ooh, I get it. Should he be running
you
on...
it? Do you get it? Do you want me to explain it?
Only a true dad can tell a dad joke like that. Only a dad with six kids can tell a dad joke.
This is Rocky's training sequence.
Active Sorry. Tracks? Like, are these tracks active?
There is a train coming. If you look on the, if you look on second 4-1, there's a train coming with the lights on the left side there.
Is that when the conductor yells at him?
Like, no, like it's a, the faraway shot on second 4-1.
4-1.
Sorry, 41. It's the military me.
Yeah, I got it. We're paramilitary.
Mm. More train. Para, less military.
So he's running down the center of...
Right.
What could be a working track.
But you see there's a train.
Yeah, all the way in the back left.
It's got its lights on and it's
I mean, it was an operative track at that time.
Sure.
Because these tracks ran right behind where Rocky's apartment was. And the Gazzo Street, right? Remember along the
yes.
The cobblestone Gazzo Street? And that's where now it's only like right on the right side of the train yard. Is like a U-Haul rental place. And I think only a couple of tracks on the left side are still there. I can't remember. If Mike still listens to the show, comment, Mike, please, Kunda.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to our shows.
I know he used to listen to ours.
I think he used to listen to mine, too. I think he listened to mine, too, but I know for a fact he doesn't listen to mine anymore. Not in a bad way. He's busy. He's busy.
He's insanely busy right now.
Jason doesn't listen to my show either, which I take no offense.
Jason doesn't listen to our show. Are you kidding?
I actually just got into our show, so your show is the next show I'm going to get into.
I love looking at all these fashions there, and you've got people in the crowd who are looking both at Sylvester Stallone and at the movie van.
Yep.
The camera.
With the Italian
it's mark. Hilarious.
Everybody's just standing around.
You got so many people looking at the camera. It's insane.
Yeah.
This would not fly now in today's.
Hey, see, that was a good one.
Thank you. But we got Joe Niagara. How do you say that? Niagara? Niagara?
Niagara.
Like, oh, is that how it's spelled? Niagara Falls?
Yeah.
Oh, I should know that because Niagara Falls is in Canada too. It just looks weird by itself. Joe Niagara, Music Unlimited.
I thought it was Niagara myself, so you're not alone
I'm
there.
I'm terrible. You could edit that out. I sound like a moron. But Joe Niagara, Music Unlimited. Mm-hmm. So he's saying that his music somehow has no limit. How is that possible?
Now, what do you think it's a... Wait, hold on. What does it say underneath it?
It says records, tapes, accessories.
Okay, so it's a music store.
Right, but it's unlimited. The music itself is unlimited. So you could go in there and you would not... If you wanted to listen to everything that was in that store, you'd still be there 40 years later.
Yeah, because there's no limit to it.
There's no limit. It's unlimited.
Well, there's no limit to music in general.
But they're saying that Joe Niagara himself has music unlimited in that store. You walk in that store, you ain't walking out.
Records, tapes, accessories?
Accessories, yeah. You could buy like headphones, tape players, radios.
Interesting. We went to the Italian market on the Mike Cunda tour. Did we see Joe at Niagara? Is he still there?
I don't think he's still there.
I love looking at these old fashions, eh? This is just like, oh, it's almost like a piece of history.
Did you look up Joe Niagara?
I have not.
Joe Niagara was a real Philadelphia radio legend.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah, he was like a radio personality in Philly like for like 50 years.
Well, so that's like legit his shop there then.
Mm-hmm.
I love his falls.
Nice. You love what?
His falls. His falls are the best. I've been there.
See, you expect Jay to laugh at your dad jokes, Ryan, and you won't even give him that one?
Sorry, I was I'm picking out scenes here. There's just so much in every frame of just like garbage and boxes and stores. And
it still looks like that right now, actually.
Does it really?
We went there on the Mike Cunha tour. It looks just like this, except the outfits are more updated.
Well, it also, like, there's more organization to it.
Not a whole lot more.
But, like, you know, instead of... Well, there are boxes all over the place.
There were boxes all over the place. There were no open fires.
But where, like, the people selling produce and stuff, it's not organized. It's like wood stands, like you would find on the side of the road.
So I just Googled, I saw the name of the street there that came out, Carpenter Street.
Carpenter, yeah.
So I wonder if that's the same Carpenter Street. So the Carpenter Street, Philadelphia. And if I wanted to drive there, so I'll take a road trip to you guys.
You'd have to take a ferry.
I have to take a ferry, yeah, to get off my island here. It would take me, it's not too bad, it'll take me 47 hours to drive.
There's one trash can fire that looks like it's out of control.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, do they still burn barrels there?
I didn't see any fires when we were there.
No, I don't actually burning open burns like that are illegal.
Yeah, that trash can that spilled out of the trash can.
That one is out of control.
I think the actual outside of the trash can, something's on fire.
Yeah. They need to call the brigade.
I don't know if you need a brigade. You just need an extinguisher at this point.
So there's that one kid, of course, at minute or second 5-1 that gives Sylvester Stallone / Rocky like a five, like a high five running by. And he seems legit excited that this happened. He's holding his hand actually a little bit for a second there.
Are you talking about the kid that looks like he assaults Rocky?
Yeah.
He comes out of nowhere.
He cups his hand. Like he uses both hands to cup Rocky's hand. Mm-hmm. And he's just like legit so happy. And I love the joy on his face. Now you can say, is he acting? I don't know. I think there's a part of him that's like knows there's a movie. This guy was in Rocky 1. And he's legit excited that he got to touch Sylvester Stallone.
This kid is immortalized in movies.
And I'm asking all our listeners, who are you?
Kid?
Who is this kid? Because he's probably 55 now, mm-hmm. 52, 50. So I would love to talk to him.
I wonder if that was just I'm getting like excited to shake Stallone's hand or just desperate to get on screen. Or did they tell him run out and shake Rocky's hand?
No, I think it's legit.
Like he was just that excited. He couldn't contain himself.
Probably.
He was told just stand here on the side of the road and cheer. He's like, this, I'm getting in there.
Did you guys notice at the very end of the minute something very weird?
Very weird.
Very weird.
Yeah, Rocky is waving to two people wearing Vietnam vet jackets.
Where?
All right, so it's a wide
second
shot.
5'8".
Oh, yeah, 7. Yes, yeah.
There's two guys wearing army fatigues with long hair.
Oh, they're very close to the camera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rocky's waving to them. He's like, hey, I'll see you in 3 years when I do First Blood.
That's the First Blood makeup test. Like, they dress those guys up like Rambo. Like,
yeah. It's such a weird, two guys wearing army, those are army fatigues because they have the epaulets on their shoulders there for rank. And they got the military dress.
I can't get a clear, like, every pause shot I try to do is like blurry. So I can't.
They're blurry, but I'm going to take a screenshot of this. And And this is, this is like a little nod to the future of Stallone covering the Rambo franchise as a Vietnam vet.
Maybe that's where he got the idea. These guys are just extras. He's looking right at them. Maybe second 58. Maybe that's where it clicks. He's like, oh my God, I'm going to do a Vietnam vet movie. I think we saw the birth of Rambo, guys.
Is there any symbolism to the fact that we're in green?
Probably not, Jade. It's ridiculous.
Anything on this?
Green for cash or money?
My notes are done.
Okay. Actually, green does mean money. It means envy as well. I did my research, but there's no green in this.
Except the green army jackets.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's doesn't hold water, Jay. It doesn't hold water.
So there's a little... There's some graffiti here at the right at the end of our minute, so it counts for the show.
I'll give it to you.
It says, "I hate wars."
I hate what?
Whores?
Wars. You see that right at the end there, right?
What
at the
are you
left?
Saying? You hate what?
I hate wars. W-A-R-S.
Oh, okay, all right. That was like a moment, like my kid, like when he's saying something, I'm like, "What?" Like, you miss a word. You hate.
And
what?
it's signed by MF. Do you see that, guys? Are you with me?
My computer's... I can't get on there anymore.
It's graffiti on the building that Rocky's running by.
Okay.
Speaking of the army fatigue stuff.
Is this... Oh, okay. Is this when they cut to the bridge?
Yeah.
Let's see. Is it that big... That building on the left, the white...
Yeah.
...face with the green truck in front of it?
Yeah, the W's hard to see.
Yeah.
But it says, "I hate wars," and MF, he was kind enough to leave his initials for the cops.
That's just some Philly graffiti, huh? Hmm. But that's after seeing the guy with the army fatigues. Maybe it was them. Maybe they're...
That's what I mean.
I hate wars, huh?
I'll send it to you guys. I got a clear picture of it.
Yeah, I saw it. I'm watching the minutes on my phone, but it's kind of...
blurry?
Oh, now I go. I have a note here to go to the script because, like, they detail like the whole montage. Like, Rocky runs past this, Rocky runs over this, Rocky runs through this. The steps now see. Okay, so Rocky goes up the steps. He keeps running after the children dance around him. Now it says exterior subway overpass night. Rocky sprints under the elevated train trestles and enter Mickey's. Interior, Mickey's staircase. Rocky sprints up the stairs and bursts into the gym. Interior, Mickey's gym. Rocky flies into the gym. Still running, he sees Chink Webber in the ring. Chink sees him running towards him. Rocky leans into the apron of the ring. Over the ropes, strides across the ring and clobbers Chink with a single punch. Chink drops and the gym cheers. Rocky raises his hand in triumph.
He just cold cocks Chink in the ring. Like, yeah.
As part of like the training montage. like imagine
something you see like in a Naked Gun film. Like,
yeah. Like the culmination of the montage is the steps, right? But he keeps going after that, runs to the gym and knocks out Chink Webber.
That's awesome.
Oh man. But yeah, that brings us to the end of the minute.
Nice.
Yeah, I was going to go to the book, but never mind. There's nothing major there. Yeah, so that's... we didn't end the montage yet. We still have like a half a week of it remaining. But for this, sadly, it's the end of this week and the end of Ryan's time with us.
Yeah. I've had a blast, guys. And I was actually thinking today, I can't believe it's already been like a year plus since I was on Rocky Minute Season 1. So it's... It's a privilege and an honor to be with you guys. You guys are doing a great job. And though it's been nice to be a guest, don't be afraid to have a week with no guests. Don't be afraid to do that again, boys. That's my encouragement to you. I don't know if it's something you guys have talked about, but as a listener, I'm just letting you know as a listener, I like hearing you guys talk too. So
do you?
Yeah. This is nothing against any of your guests, myself included, but don't be afraid to do a guestless week.
Hmm. That has never crossed my mind.
It's crossed mine.
I would recommend, like, if I was in your shoes, I'd alternate, like, 1 week on, 1 week off. Or to make your guest visits, like, shorter, do, like, Monday to Wednesday guests, and then do a Tuesday or do Thursday, Friday, no guests. Or something like that. Like,
yeah.
Believe it or not, I think a lot of your listeners want to hear you guys. I think your banter would be – I think it would be good. That's just my my studio note.
No, we appreciate that studio note.
Thank you. Well, I like the guests. I think some guests bring interesting points to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Different types of viewpoints and things.
Yeah, yeah, they do. Mm. I didn't know if there was more.
No, that's all.
All right, all right. Ryan, so you're waiting for this big plug on Friday. Well, here we
no,
are.
No. This is terrible. You're way overselling it.
Come on, yeah. I'm part of it. I got over.
Nothing like bigger than a big plug.
It'll make you scream.
Well, Doug and I, along with Craig Cohan from the Slidecast, we have a collaborative effort. Now, these episodes have already been released on your show, respectively, my show, respectively, and, of course, Slidecast, Craig's show, respectively. So we're not really saying anything that your faithful listeners don't already know. But if anyone's joining this week for the first time, for whatever reason, we do a show called the Stallone Podcast Network, and you could just Google Stallone Podcast, very easy. Stallone Podcast on YouTube, and it comes up. We've done 5 movies so far that we've reviewed of Stallone's career, and we put it out on Twitter and on Facebook, a poll, like you'll pick a movie, I'll pick a movie, Craig picks a movie, and we have our quote-unquote listeners pick the movie they want to hear us break down, and it's doing fairly well. Like, we're getting some hits on YouTube, and if you were to add all of our downloads on our respective podcasts, like, we're doing pretty good. This seems to be a pretty popular and a well attended activity where we break down a voted for Stallone film. And what we'd like is people to join the live chat when it's happening. So that's why we try to give a lot of notice. And it's kind of fun to have people join in the chat. But if you don't, it's still fun to listen to the after edited audio where I'll take all the audio and I'll edit it and release it on our podcast format. So the episodes themselves will be released on, if you're listening to Rocky Minute or the other podcasts, you're going to hear them anyways. But if you want to join the chat, come follow us on – subscribe to us on YouTube on Stallone Podcast Network.
Yeah, it's a fun project. I love doing it. And I feel like the Stallone baby, because you guys are far more versed in Stallone's repertoire than I am. So like a few of these where you guys have, the DVDs of them, I've seen them – only preparing for the show for the first time.
Sure.
So, but I still love doing it, and I love chatting with you guys, and I really do like the fan interaction, though it's not as much as I would like. Like you said, I would like more people to chime in live. But that's why we put out the word and we give notice, and hopefully more people will be joining us in the future.
Yeah, like Jason Haynes.
I've watched some. I've watched a couple live while you were doing it.
Did you?
Nice.
Why don't you chime in?
I ended up falling asleep. You guys doing too late at night. I've addressed this before.
We're trying. I think our last one where we reviewed Lockup was during the daytime. Mm-hmm. But they're doing all right. We're doing all right. So thanks, guys, for having me on this week. It's been a true pleasure and a joy to talk to you guys about Rocky.
It's been great having you, too. And I'm sure if everybody hasn't picked that up already, we not only are co-podcasters, we also became friends, by doing our respective podcasts and our collaborative work.
And, agreed.
I creed with you. It's great. It's a great little community to be a part of, so I'm thrilled. We're Rocky Minute everywhere. Mighty Mix is our listeners group on Facebook.
Shut up!
TeePublic is our t-shirt store. If you want any Rocky Minute designs...
Shut up, you son of a bitch. I'm podcasting over here.
DuelingGenre.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. And thanks again, Ryan, for joining us. And we'll see you tomorrow. Nope. We'll see you next week.
Hey, have a good weekend.
Ryan, you want to take us out?
Oh, ding, ding.
What are we waiting for? Take us!
Wait, look at it. Are you recording?
No.
Boy, that's the most awkward start of the show I've ever seen.
I'm doing my part. I'll let you guys fill your shit in later.
You'll edit this in.
Let's see. Where are we here? I would get us going here, but I don't know how to do this. Source, Skype, Audacity. Oh, I don't think there's anything I should be touching.